This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers out there. And let's not forget about our bulk mail people out there hauling the mail, Felix and Company. And then I had a comment here in the chat room. Let's see. Somebody who's now an over-the-road driver who used to be a taxi driver down in Sarasota. Let me see if I can find his name real quick here. Where is it? Ted. Okay, Ted in Sarasota, out on the highways. All right, and there you go. And then we've got our tugboat captain that's floating around out here somewhere, pushing barges around in Tampa Bay. And give us a little toot on the horn there, Captain, because we can hear the ships from here when I walk outside. All right, now let's not forget that the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check out all the great things you got over there. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, just when you thought he couldn't get any stranger in D.C., Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg, joined Joy Behar, Sarah Haynes, and Anna Navarro on The View last week to talk about Florida's new parental rights and education law, which he absurdly claimed will kill kids. How stupid is that?
Well, it's the kind of sensationalism that they have to rely on, or they have to go to in order to try to, to go after this law that they don't like and they don't agree with. But I think it's obviously it's not true. It's not going to kill anyone. And we're talking about kindergartners. And, I mean, I just think it bears repeating. We're talking about kindergartners and teaching them about sexuality. I mean, that's just not something parents want to have happen. And no matter what Pete Buttigieg says or anybody else on The View, they're not going to suddenly shift everyone's minds and go, oh, yeah, we have to do this, because it's intuitively not the right thing to do.
Well, before going on after that to add inflation and high gas prices to his list of criticisms about Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and calling it all his faults, Ron DeSantis' faults, he made a comment. And I'm not sure who this was This was a question, from Anna Navarro to Buttigieg about his husband. She says, your husband, Chasten, is a teacher, and he's been a vocal critic of what's going on in my state of Florida when the so-called Don't Say Gay law passed, when he says it will kill kids. Do you agree? And right away, Buttigieg went back and went, yeah, he's right. And I think every law should be judged for the effect it's going to have on real people in real life. And I get the political reasons why they're doing this. By the way, some of those political reasons, he laughed, they don't have a plan on anything else, right? I mean, they don't have a plan on dealing with inflation or dealing with gas prices or dealing with the issues, right? And he went on to say that. But here's the deal. We do have a plan, and we are doing something about it. Take a look at our gas prices, number one. Take a look at what we're doing, number two, to do something about that, plus to curb inflation. Our governor is actually doing something, and so is our state legislature, unlike the federal government that's sitting on their damn hands.
Well, again, he brings up this notion. It's just completely untrue. And if the View hosts were being sort of true to the reality of the situation, they would say, well, what are you talking about? They don't have a plan. That doesn't make any sense. But it's, again, about the messaging. So the messaging is they sit around the conference table and they say to themselves, go out there and say the Republicans have no plan to fight inflation. In other words, because they don't even want to look at the root causes of inflation,
well,
that the Republicans
I am going to say this.
See.
I'm going to say this for the umpteenth time. Florida and the legislators that are listening, and anybody that's in politics is listening, you have the perfect place to build a refinery in this state, number one, so we could have our own oil coming in out of the Gulf of Mexico for the state of Florida primarily, and then let it go wherever it wants to go. But it's Pensacola, the old Navy base, that is not being used.
Right. Well, if people are going to start solving these problems at the state level, or however else they can, because people clearly see, Captain, what the genesis of the inflation is. And the Biden administration can only make it worse by not letting us drill, by flooding the economy with all kinds of money. It goes on.
Right. And you hold that thought. And think about it, folks. Pensacola, the old Navy base, that's the perfect place to put a refinery for the state of Florida. It would lower the price of fuel, and I've done research on this, by a minimum of 10 cents per gallon. A minimum of 10 cents per gallon. And a lot more than that when you add in the transportation. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
And the big kahuna, Frank Salvato, will be around in hour number four. So you'll want to stick around for that, because Frank is always a wealth of information. And tonight is no exception. And I'll be teasing some of his stories here in the next hour as to what he's going to be talking about with me. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. You've heard me talk about them before. Relief Factor is part of my daily routine. I take it when I get up, and I've taken it for 7 years and never stopped taking it. Now, you got to understand something here. A lot of people suffer from back pain. They got shoulder pain, neck pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain. A lot of it is from getting old, and a lot of it is from just previous injuries that you've had, that the pain just won't go away, or the discomfort, or even the swelling. Now, the thing about Relief Factor is it will take care of everything I just mentioned. Now, it is part of my integrated daily health plan because it does, in fact, reduce inflammation and the pain that I have in various parts of my body. And it just works. That's all I can tell you. It works. I've never seen anything like it. I can't explain it except to tell you that the ingredients are what makes it go. That's turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And it definitely goes right straight to the problem area. And it will stop inflammation. It will stop or eliminate pain altogether. And it goes right straight to the source, which is fantastic. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Imagine that. 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is something that's good for you. How about that for a change? It's like taking a vitamin supplement. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, it's $19.95. For the 3-week quick start, gets it all going. You do that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 and a 3-week quick start. There are no hidden charges. That's all it costs. You don't have to join a club. None of that other nonsense that you heard some people say about with other different products. This is not that way. It works. Give it a try and see what happens. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Russia has appointed, Putin has appointed, the general who led the brutal Syria campaign for command of the forces in the Ukraine. Now, he is known as the Butcher of Syria. This is not a good guy.
No, not at all. Not at all. And, Captain, it shows that they are going to continue their all-out total war on the civilians. They're trying to do this to create just a fear and mayhem, and they're taking it to the innocent, literally women and children in this.
And he was responsible for a lot of the gassing of the people there, the gassing.
Right, right. And I think they also have a reason to believe, I think, that he might have had something to do with that missile strike on the Kramatorsk railway station.
Nothing would surprise me at this point. Nothing. Especially when it comes to the Russians and what they're up to. Now, there's a bunch of people who said, well, it might have been the Ukrainians. You got to look at that closer. You know, to that I say, get a life.
Yeah, to think that that was some sort of Ukrainian false flag, there doesn't seem to be any evidence of that whatsoever. Yeah.
Nope. Every single piece of evidence, including the missiles themselves, and there were five of them that dropped, they were all Russian-made, Russian-inserted. The ball bearings and the nails and everything else that was in there was all from Russia. What a sorry, sorry thing. Because, again, those are weapons of mass destruction when they load them up like that. Now, a watchdog has sounded the alarm on an anonymous donation to the Penn Biden Center. Now, supposedly about $10 million is what they've gotten. And, of course, there is a federal probe now into Hunter Biden because he was the one that was negotiating the money.
Well, that's right. And I think from about 2014 through June of 2019, they believe it's upwards of $54.5 million that they've actually come up with during that time period. But, you know, Captain, really, I mean, this keeps building up and building up. Every single report we ever get about the Bidens seems to point in the same exact direction.
Right. Now, Puerto Rico had a major power failure. I didn't even know it until Saturday. And they had their power restored. I believe it was, what, 1 million people?
At least 1 million. Some estimates, I think, were almost 1.5 million people. Yeah.
And they were without power for a while.
Yes.
But now they got their power back, and apparently the infrastructure was part of what the problem is, because I remember when they had the last big storm that went roaring through there, it literally knocked down almost every power pole they had.
Well, exactly right. Evidently, there was some kind of a fire in the power plant in southern Puerto Rico in a place called Costa Sur.
Yeah, we got to say that right. Puerto Rico.
Right, yeah.
Puerto Rico.
And when some of these things happen, yeah, they get a fire like that or something, a switching station. I mean, it can be really devastating.
Yeah. Now, New York City Mayor Eric Adams has tested positive for COVID. On Sunday, he went into isolation, canceled all his public events for the rest of the week, and planned to begin taking antiviral medication, according to the doctor treating him.
Right. The report I saw was that he woke up with a raspy voice and decided to take a COVID test, and it came back positive. That's right. But that seems to be the symptom, at least what we know of at this time, that he's experiencing.
And speaking of COVID, did you hear about the Moderna vaccine doses in Europe?
Yeah, what was that about? I saw something a little bit.
Okay, well, Moderna has recalled 764,900 COVID-19 vaccine doses after contamination was found in them. Now, the U.S. pharmaceutical and biotechnology company Moderna issued a recall in Europe only, involving 764,900 doses of its COVID-19 vaccine, known as Spikevax, after contaminants were discovered in a vial. Now, This lot is being recalled due to a foreign body being found in one vial of the lot manufactured at the company's contract manufacturing site, Rovi.
Interesting. Well, I guess, yeah, no word on what that would mean if those doses actually were administered. Yeah.
Well, they were contaminated.
It wouldn't be good.
They were contaminated with something other than what they were supposed to be.
Right.
We don't know what it was, and they're not telling us.
Yeah.
So we just have to go with the flow, and we'll wait and see what happens when they decide to say more about it.
Exactly. Well, and again, you know, you have millions of these doses that have gone out, and so it is good if they found that there was some kind of problem, and at least were able to recall it.
Yeah, and Democrats plan to close the enthusiasm gap that they don't have in their party by paying people to nag their friends about policies to get them interested.
Are we scraping the bottom of the barrel just yet, I guess, for the Democrats?
You can't make this stuff up.
Pay them. Yeah.
What do you think about that nonsense?
Well, it shows what we can read from it is, again, more desperation, more knowledge, self-awareness, shall we say, by the Democrat Party elite that what they're selling, nobody is buying. So
that's
now
it.
They have to subsidize. They have to subsidize, which they love government subsidies to begin with, I guess. But they don't want to subsidize people, as you said, nagging their friends. Yeah, this is a whole other level now of ridiculous.
So does that mean I can be a paid nagger?
I suppose so.
I'll bet there's some guys who would like to volunteer their wives to do this.
Well,
you think?
there would be a contingent of people who will nag for free, I guess, if they're really true believers. But, Captain, you know, it's like those products that sell themselves, and the Democrats don't have one of those.
Yeah, yeah. They're in big trouble, and every day it shows more and more of it.
Well, it does. Because, Captain, they would actually be doing things that people would like and support and get behind and have faith.
We can't have that.
The leadership. Yeah, well, of course. But that's the big difference. And I'd like to mention Governor DeSantis here, because he actually does things and then people believe in it. Whereas the Democrat Party elite want to make you believe something that doesn't exist. Just so that they stay in power. Just vote for us. It doesn't matter what we tell you, because we're never going to do it anyway, unless it has to do with a lot of these destabilizing factors. But we're never going to make your lives truly better.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I hope it's going to be nice where you're at. Be careful if you're up in the northwest along I-90, I-94, and parts of I-80. You're going to have some snow, some white stuff. So be careful, especially in those mountain passes. And I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russia has appointed a new commander in their offensive against Ukraine. Russian forces shelled more targets in the east, destroying an airport. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said on ABC, Russia is committing war crimes.
were killed hundreds of civilians without no reasons. The women's children, old people, teenager, it's genocide of Ukrainian.
Pope Francis has opened Holy Week with a call for an Easter truce in Ukraine. He celebrated Palm Sunday Mass before a large crowd at St. Peter's Square. He didn't refer directly to the Russian invasion, but repeatedly denounced the violence and the suffering happening in Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you love.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Or call 877-878-4203.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, that's Jeff in Sarasota, and he's going to have a busy week this week. I will tell you this much, come Saturday, I'll be down there in Sarasota, Robarts Arena, out there in the big old parking lot out front for a major, major Second Amendment gun rally and First Amendment rally, and we are expecting a lot of people to be there. People are being invited from all around the country. If you can hear my voice right now and you want to come on down to Sarasota, enjoy a great weekend with some white, wonderful weather too, come on down to Sarasota and stand there and bring your American flag with you, your red, white, and blue, and you can participate in what we got going on. Now, speaking of participating, let's not forget about MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell and what he does for America. He literally puts money back in the pocket of people that need to have it at a time when everything is going up and up and up. But what Mike Lindell has managed to do is take the products that he has that are overstocked and mark them down by 50%, 67%, 75%. A lot of buy one, get ones on his website, MyPillow.com. And they're over on the Radio Listener Specials page, where all you need to do is enter the promo code CAPTAIN to get those sensational prices. Now, you can also call him at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And remember, the promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN to get the lowest possible price involved. And the MyPillow pillows right now, $19.98. Can't beat it. Promo code CAPTAIN. All right, MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, Kyle Warren is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, before we get to the caller, I got one thing I've got to talk about here. America's homeless ranks are now graying. You know what I mean by graying?
Yeah, they're getting older. That's right.
Yeah, gray hair. As more retire, get this, onto the streets, which is where they're living, or in their cars, which is where they're living, or in their vans, could be a conversion van, or an RV. And that's what people, a lot of people, are now retiring to because they can't afford that vacation home anymore. It's way out of sight.
Well, right. I can imagine. And it's obviously that's a major impact that we'll see in our communities. And, you know, Captain, I saw a thing the other day with someone who is getting pushed out because their trailer park has been bought by a developer, but they can't find affordable housing anywhere nearby. They simply have to move their
But aren't they paying so much to buy their place?
They did mention that they gave a settlement of some sort to try to get the final person to go, but it's not something I think that would sustain them for
well,
a very long time.
To me, that's a no-brainer. I would buy a motorhome.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, you can move it around.
Sure.
At least in the meantime. But
or even a tow-behind trailer, but that's what I do.
Right. But if you've lived somewhere for the past 30 years and you're getting older, so this is something that will have an impact.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the phone lines because we've got Iron Mike back on the line, and he wants a couple of minutes to explain what he was talking about with the northern border. So, Mr. Iron Mike, go for it.
Yeah, those seven towers on the St. Clair River, you can see them as you drive along the road. They're supposed to be able to go 7 miles. There are cameras up top, and they're pretty high towers. And I've been told that they could zoom in and count the hairs on somebody's arm in a boat. But anyway, they're monitored at Marysville, Michigan, which is where the Border Patrol have their local headquarters. But anyway, the other thing, I have seen mounted police boats coming down my canal in Michigan, and you take a good look, and inside there you'll see two U.S. Border Patrol or U.S. Customs inside, and that's quite common. And on mounted police boats or on the U.S. Coast Guard boats, sometimes you'll see a couple mounted police, and you'll see that on the lakes. And what it is joint custody. If they want to pick somebody up, there's no worry about what line of the border they're at.
Yeah.
The thing I was getting at is all this stuff is pretty well balk anything coming across. The locals even call in, you know, complain if they see somebody swimming that isn't parallel to the river.
Yep.
But anyway, all this stuff and all this money and all this stuff, and then we got a sieve in the southern border.
Yep.
It just shows you how stupid we have the administration is. But it's all deliberate.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Okay. I'll let you go, and then I'll see you tomorrow night or more.
All right. Thank you very much, Iron Mark. Okay. Well. I know what he's talking about because I lived on the northern part of the United States, and of course Lake Ontario, the other side of the lake was Canada, and I would see the Border Patrol, the Coast Guard, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the provincial police, and sometimes they'd all be in the same boat.
Well, right, exactly.
And they weren't little boats either, because they were chasing some big boats, so they had to have a big old boat to do it. And by the way, when you get out on the St. Lawrence River and have a great big 300-foot-long freighter coming at you, it'd be like, okay, where are we going to make this fit?
Wow. Well, I think, though, generally speaking, I think the voters are going to be very vocal about immigration and the lack of control over it in terms of the illegal immigration that's happening.
Now, China has made a semi-secret delivery of missiles. In other words, nobody's supposed to know, but we do now, to Serbia, of all places. And Serbia might take those same missiles and send them to Belarus.
And, Captain, that would be a very, very bad day, obviously, because Belarus is in pretty much in lockstep with Putin overall, only insofar as that missiles or other material or even troops can be funneled through there. And so, yeah, that's not a good harbinger.
And by the way, China might also be advancing their expansions of its nuclear arsenal, including adding more long-range nuclear weapons.
And it just keeps getting worse, doesn't it?
Yep.
You know, we're looking right now at what's happening with conventional weapons. But if the superpowers themselves actually get involved in perhaps any conflict that we could see coming up on the horizon, then it would expand that specter of nuclear weapons. And so, yeah, every single progression of this is much worse.
Now, it looks like as if things are fixing to flare up in Pakistan, because Pakistan's prime minister, who was removed from office by their Supreme Court, is vowing to fight on, and he's got supporters that are willing to fight with him after the parliament ousted him and the Supreme Court upheld the decision.
Yes, and obviously volatile is perhaps an understatement for that. Pakistan also being a nuclear power, by the way.
Yeah, they're a nuclear power, but this guy doesn't have the key to the kingdom anymore.
No, well, exactly, but it shows that these kinds of problems can continue to get exacerbated by, you know, however these developments, you know, continue on. We'll have to watch and see what
now
happens.
Now, here is a problem that's brewing for Joe Biden. The young voters' support for President Joe Biden has awoken, but not for the Democrats or Joe Biden. It's awoken for American conservatives and people like Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis and Tom Cotton and Ted Cruz, who are suddenly getting a lot of attention from the young Democrats coming to their rallies and coming to their speeches and wherever they're at, as compared to Joe Biden.
Well, I think a large part of that is going to be leadership. It's going to be determination. It's going to be knowing where somebody stands. They've had enough of this stuff with Joe Biden and the Democrats, the Democrat Party elite, the squad, all this stuff. It doesn't make any sense, and it doesn't seem like they have a handle on what's happening or how to even deal with it. So it's no surprise here, I think, that they're looking for people who actually are leaders.
They're the ones that are working part-times at the grocery store, and they're working part-time at McDonald's and whatever, you know, fast food joint and whatnot, and they can't make it like they used to, have enough money to take their girlfriend out on a date and put gas in the car. They just can't do it anymore with what they're getting.
Well, precisely. So they are getting a very important life lesson that we all have learned at some point or another in our lives. And that is, there's no free lunch. There's no easy way to do this.
Oh,
and
darn.
If they make it harder, it's worse.
Darn. No free lunch today. Darn.
No free lunch.
Oh, well. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. You're going to want to hear this one when we come back. I'll tell you what. I'll be right back. Jeff's going to take us to break.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm hot.
righty, that's Porter, and that is called Hot Blooded. What do you think there, Kyle?
Yeah, I'd love it. Yeah, I'd love that one.
Did you have it guessed right away?
Yeah, as soon as it started up, yeah, then I could recognize it exactly. Yeah.
Okie dokie. Well, you tear it up with going out west of the weather to let everybody know.
All right. Well, thank you, Captain. Folks, we have massive storms coming in to the Pacific Northwest, even just since last hour in the area of Portland, Oregon. If you're coming out I-84, the rain and the sleet and snow as well has already expanded out far east of Portland as you're going across I-84. So definitely be aware of this. It's even heading up towards Yakima, down towards Fossil, over towards Boardman, right now on I-84, so be very, very careful because we are in for it in that area. Briefly, of course, down near Medford, we still have a lot of rain and snow coming across Interstate 5 as you head up from Northern California down towards Eureka as well. It's raining right now. We've also got rain that is going to be just right now west of Twin Falls, heading that way, so be aware of that. But overall, Captain, this late-season storm is going to bring all kinds of snow all through Washington, all through Montana, down through Wyoming, down into Colorado as well, down through Utah, northern Nevada, and northern California as well. Reno right now coming out for Donner Pass, you got 31 degrees. You got snow on Monday as well. Cabbage Hill, 32 degrees right now. They've got snow flurries, and to say that it's going to be humdinger is going to be an understatement. So really, wherever you're traveling tonight in the Pacific Northwest area, all through Montana, Wyoming, you're definitely going to be getting it. So be very careful out there, and we'll have more, of course, as we continue on.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, it's more than just the snow and the cold. We've got a major outbreak of severe thunderstorms and a tornado warning right now north of Joplin, right on the line of Kansas and Oklahoma and Missouri, right on that line right there, just north of Joplin. And we've got severe thunderstorms that start up around Oklahoma City and go across 44 to the state line with Arkansas and then go up 44 all the way up into Joplin and then Springfield and then over to Fort Leonard Wood, and then they angle up towards the center part of the state right now. And that system has been pretty much stationary for the last hour and a half or two. And please, 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 if you've got a weather radio on and you're in that area, leave it turned on, because I'm telling you, you're going to get some activity tonight, and it looks like as if it's not stopping. I mean, this has not dwindled at all there, Kyle, from what I'm looking at. But looking at the other map here, the weather map up in the upper Midwest, we do have a winter storm watch for North Dakota, South Dakota. That would include I-94. That would include I-90, Rapid City as well. Everything west, of course, of Denver, going up over the top, winter storm warning going over all those mountain passes up there. We do have a winter storm warning also for Duluth, Minnesota, north of Minneapolis, and you do have a winter storm warning as well up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and we've got some really cold temperatures in, Delaware and West Virginia, eastern West Virginia, and Maryland, and northwestern Virginia up in the mountains there, so be advised of that. And then we got some very unsettled weather conditions down below in the Gulf, and in particular the Dallas Metroplex up towards Oklahoma and east on I-20 over into Louisiana. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And, of course, we appreciate you being around. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And let's not forget that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always, always, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there and find out how to become a member of the Drivers Club. All right, Denise Simon, founders club.com, or founders,
Yes, FoundersCode.com. I got club on my mind tonight. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com is with us. Okay, NATO is making some activity here, and we got the word yesterday that they're going to fast-track Finland in, if you will, to NATO, and also that they've reset some plans for some long-term consequences for Mr. Vladimir Putin by putting troops permanently along the border with Russia.
I think that's a good decision, but I think it's like a month too late, personally.
Correct.
I would argue that everybody, perhaps except France and Macron, knew that Russia was going to invade, including the United States. And none of these world leaders did anything. And I say Macron because he fired his couple of his top intelligence people for not telling him earlier
yep.
that Russia was going to invade. but he's in the fight of his life for re-election over there in France anyway against Marie Le Pen.
Yep.
But I would also ask this question. Thinking about it last night, Russia had obviously their normal military, and then they had something called the Spetsnaz, which is kind of their special forces. But then they have the Wagner Group, which are really hired assassins. And we have come up across them in the United States, in Syria. And most recently, I think that a lot of them were lost during a conflict where we had some special forces in Syria. And they were up against, our special forces were up against the Wagner Group. And Trump gave the order to go ahead and kill them. If you're in a confrontation, go for it.
About 300 of them, I understand.
But here's the interesting question. If everybody knew that Russia was going to invade, why didn't these world leaders, especially the United States, call for a reciprocal organization made up of SAS, our special forces, to be our own, Ukraine's own Wagner group?
Hold that thought. We'll check on that after the break, top of the hour with the news, so don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with some news.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with
airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.